This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison, here's what's happening. Former Philadelphia police officer Mark Dial, convicted of voluntary manslaughter for shooting and killing Eddie Irizarry during a 2023 traffic stop in Fairhill, was immediately paroled at his sentencing hearing Thursday. KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson was in the courtroom.
Mark Dial sobbed through the letter he wrote the court saying, "I'm terribly sorry for the pain I caused the Irizarry family for the shooting death of Eddie Irizarry." Then Judge Glenn Bronson sentenced him to 9.5 to just less than 2 years in prison with immediate parole, as Dial has already served 10 months behind bars.
And he gets to go home again. And what do we have? Not to go to a cemetery and visit Eddie all over again.
Anna Cintron is Irizarry's aunt.
Unbelievable. Again, my nephew's life as if it didn't matter at all. He literally took his life.
After listening to tearful letters from both sides, the judge expressed condolences to the family, acknowledging their profound loss. Judge Bronson said he believed Dial was remorseful and believed Irizarry had a gun, and then took the steps to try and save Irizarry.
Dial's attorneys say that they're still reviewing whether to appeal the conviction. Customs and Border Protection agents have seized shipments of drugs passing through Philadelphia this summer, including nearly 73 pounds of ketamine and 12 pounds of hallucinogenic mushrooms. KYW's Matt Cawthon reports.
Earlier this week, agents from Customs and Border Protection seized a box of candy at the Philadelphia International Airport on its way from California to Spain. But not just any box of candy. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Steve Sapp says the product didn't match its packaging.
We encountered a package that was described as something completely different, opened up inside, and inside we saw psilocybin mushroom in the form of gummies, chocolates, and capsules. Psilocybin mushrooms are hallucinogenic, psychedelic, but it's also illegal federally to transport across state lines or to import or export from the United States.
In total, the package contained 12 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms.
If it's crossing state lines, it's subjected to federal law. If it's crossing the United States boundary, our borders, it's subjected to federal law. And under federal law, marijuana and shrooms are still illegal.
CBP officers have also this month seized nearly 73 pounds of ketamine shipped from locations in France and bound for addresses in Broward County, Florida. A group of non-binary runners have filed a complaint against the Philadelphia Marathon over a lack of inclusion. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
The Philadelphia Marathon requires non-binary runners to register in male or female categories.
Meaning that non-binary runners would have to essentially misgender themselves and then put themselves at odds with their male and female peers.
Josh Fernandez is executive director of the running group Queer Run and has been working for years to convince marathon officials to establish a separate non-binary category for elite runners. They say now is an important time to support trans athletes.
Given the political backdrop that we're seeing across the country with anti-trans rhetoric, anti-trans policies, especially with regards to trans athletes.
Fernandez says the next step is for the city to formally respond to the complaint. They say they would love to see a non-binary category established before the 2025 marathon in November, but the training window is closing.
Philadelphia Marathon created non-binary categories for non-elite runners in 2022 and describes the event on its website as, quote, one of the most inclusive marathon experiences in the country. A report from the National League of Cities shows that mayors across the country are grappling with how to manage the loss of federal funds. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
The National League of Cities report shows economic development, housing, and public health and safety are the top concerns of mayors nationwide. But research manager Yvonne Diaz says running through all of those is the concern about how to replace the money that flowed during the Biden administration.
Our mayors know that they are facing a fiscal cliff, a phrase you may have heard. They are working to figure out how to address that cliff and continue providing the services they need to.
Diaz says mayors are especially concerned about infrastructure projects they started, which have been hurt both by the unexpected loss of funding and inflation.
Costs of labor and materials are going up as they manage and maintain the projects that they have been working so hard on.
Diaz says, like Philadelphia, some are setting aside contingency funds and many are seeking more assistance from states and private entities. Well, days after this Pennsylvania House passed the framework of a budget, the state of that spending plan is back in flux. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports the bill was gutted in the state Senate and is now sitting in committee.
Pennsylvania's budget's constitutionally required to be done by June 30th, but it's become the norm, like this year, to blow through that deadline. While the meaningful budget negotiations continue behind closed doors, as they typically do in Pennsylvania, the Democratic majority, along with three Republicans in the state House, passed a general budget bill on Monday. House Republican leaders made it clear that was not an agreed-to plan. When the bill got to the Republican majority state Senate, the Appropriations Committee gutted the bill, striking out pretty much all of it. After second consideration in the state Senate, the gutted bill was sent back to the Senate Appropriations Committee with no replacement plan and no future session or committee meeting dates on the calendar. As the impasse goes on, nonprofits and school districts who rely on state funding will need to begin taking loans to cover payroll and other required payments.
While that money will be reimbursed, interest and fees on the loans will not. That's the All Local Line with Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.